A ski resort in Big Sky, Montana, is considering a new technique to make snow for its slopes. They're thinking about using treated wastewater. Right now, the Yellowstone Club uses groundwater to make its snow, but that's also the source of the town's drinking water. And rapid growth in Big Sky is depleting those groundwater supplies, so there's a shortage there. But there's an abundance of wastewater. The treatment system is at near capacity, and one solution is to maybe dump the excess treated water into the nearby Gallatin River, but most people who live in the area do not want that to happen. So enter the idea of using treated wastewater to make snow, a sort of win-win for every water issue the town faces. Joining us now with more is Kristen Gardner. She's executive director of the Gallatin River Task Force in Big Sky, Montana. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, what I'm wondering is some people might kind of react with a ew, gross response to begin with, but we are talking about fully treated wastewater.
Correct. It's fully treated. And, you know, there is definitely that yuck factor, but you can potentially put the snow on areas where you might not have the younger children skiers.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, since you are a member of the Gallatin River Task Force, tell me, why is it better to put this treated wastewater into snow on the mountain than into the river?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, right now for snowmaking, they're using groundwater, and that is our only source of water, and there's no looking upstream for us. We are a headwaters community. And the second reason is if we do release the water higher up in the watershed, then that water has a chance to percolate into the groundwater and then feed the streams in times that we really need that water, which is in the late summertime.
Uh-huh. So I understand that you're, of course, not an expert in the science of snowmaking itself, but tell us how much do you know about how this would work to make the snow?
Well, I think that it's, you know, probably a similar system that they use with the groundwater. It's just that the water needs to be pumped from where it is treated up to the mountain. So there will be substantial infrastructure that will need to be put in place to make this happen.
You got to get it up into altitude where you want to make the snow. Okay.
Correct.
So how has the idea been received in Big Sky?
You know, I think people are really positive about the benefits. The public has not wanted there to be a discharge into the Gallatin River. It's a highly valued stream for its fisheries and for its recreation. It supports abundant wildlife. And if water is placed into the ground, it has a chance for natural treatment. If it's put directly into the river, there's not as much of a chance that it could be even treated further.
Mm. Well, so I should note that this isn't the first time that treated wastewater has been used, or in your case, it's being proposed for Big Sky, but it's not the first time it's actually been done, right? There's a ski resort in Flagstaff, Arizona, that's been apparently doing this for years. So it's
Correct.
The proof of concept is there. It works. And if and when this happens, would you ski on those slopes?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Kristen Gardner is executive director of the Gallatin River Task Force in Big Sky, Montana. Thank you, Kristen, so much.
Thank you very much for having me.